everybody, welcome back to Moscow and welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shea Bowes and I'm joined by my intrepid professor of disinformationology from Moscow's top KGB university, Augie, who's going to help us through some of the numbers. Whether you believe them or not, that's up to you. What better place to start but over in the States? They've been letting the border stay open and you have to kind of wonder, why would they want tens of thousands of Hispanic males desperate for a job, desperate for money? Maybe it's because they can't find anyone to fight their wars. And as they gear up for World War III, they need a lot more meat. So do the boys in the Navy, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Check it out. Over 70% of military service-age men in the States are either too diabetic, fat, retarded, or lazy to bother joining the military. So they've decided to go out on the social media platforms like TikTok, yeah, the one they want to ban, to get the groove on with the cool people, to get down with the kids. Run it, Augie.
How's it going?
Good, man.
What's up, bro? You hit me up on Insta.
That's up, bro? You want to die for me?
Is it real or is it cap?
No cap. It's real. I get you at 50K, and then you be all iced out.
Bro, I can bag that.
All right, man.
Bro, super. Yeah, let's drop some napalm on a village, bro. What's that? Yo, well, let's do it, man.
I got your place where you want to be. All you got to do is agree.
I bet. That sounds good.
You've got to do sign your life away, invade a few countries, and destroy a few democracies. It's all going to be so cool, bro. Slick. Yeah, let's do this. What a load of bullshit. So it seems that the U.S. Army is looking for creative artists and illustrators who can bring an online message to life to convince you and me and everyone else that their innumerable wars are all completely acceptable. They're good wars. They're the good guys. Now, they're actually offering $30,000 a sign-up fee to create memes for the cretins and incels in NAFO. Absolutely remarkable stuff. Now, meanwhile, in the U.S. Navy, where you never leave your buddies behind, literally, and, you know, we separate the men from the boys, usually by throwing a bucket of water over them in bed. They're also looking for new manpower. Or is it girl power? I'm not really sure. Augie, run the video.
Don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike the pose, there's nothing to it. Strike the pose, there's nothing to it. Strike the pose.
Come on, Augie, let's do this.
Strike the pose, there's nothing to it. Strike the pose.
What's that, an aircraft coming in? Don't worry about that, bro. It doesn't suit my lipstick. This dude has probably had more pricks than a gardener's finger, but that doesn't seem to bother the US Navy. It's all about inclusivity and diversity. And it's also all about rape. It seems that the US military services have also experienced a tidal wave, get that, Navy? Augie, you like that one? Of rape. Rape's never funny, and we're not going to get our Make Rape Funny Again hats this week. But 8,500 unfortunate people, men and women, have been raped in the US military. And that's just in the last year alone. And 29,000 people in the US Army say that somebody stuck a finger where they shouldn't have done. And that includes our pal on the deck of the aircraft carrier, who's probably had more pricks than a gardener's finger. So it seems getting cozy with your comrades, and particularly cozy with your comrades, is a bit of an Anglo-Saxon thing. It wasn't so long ago that a poor old RAF cadet, Royal Air Force cadet, young guy who joined hoping to take to the skies, he took something else. He actually took a mortar tube right up the jacksy, my friends. And meanwhile, back in Europe, in the EUSA, as I like to call it, poor old Tony Blinken has again turned up in Kiev, the heartland of democracy and freedom. It's not actually the heartland of democracy and freedom, is it? Because Zelensky doesn't even have any mandate. He's not even the legitimate president anymore. So Tony turned up and he decided he was going to take to the stage. And we all know the whole Ukrainian fantasy is a big stage. It's a big theater. But this time, Tony decided to get down and he wanted to rock in the free world. Run it, Augie. I mean, his guitar playing is almost as that's his foreign policy. It's just ridiculously crap. Three chords. He can only do three chords. I've been watching this dude. So the title of the song, by a guy called Neil Young, a man who's probably taken more drugs than a guy who burgles pharmacy stores, is Keep On Rockin' in the Free World. It was actually a piss take on American imperialism globally. He also gave out when good old Don, the big Don, decided to do a bit of rockin' in the free world at one of his concerts. It was so good, it was so good, one of his rallies. And Neil wasn't happy at all about it, and he said, it's not okay. But it's totally okay for Anthony Blinken, Nosferatu Blinken, to get up on stage in a country which is massacring an entire generation of human beings. it's all good. So, of course, after rocking in the free world in a cringe fest of three-chord music making, poor old Tony got a bit of a hunger on him, as you do. And he decided to head to the Auschwitz pizzeria. No, only joking. He actually headed to a very, very popular Kiev pizza house. Now, what he wasn't counting on was people checking out what actually was on the walls of the place before he'd eaten there. The place had got a bit of a clean, but as you can see, some very nosy, annoying journalist decided to look back on the time machine and see what was on the walls there.
Anthony Blinken, Joe Biden's Jewish Secretary of State, dining at a Nazi establishment in Ukraine. The story was first picked up by journalist Che Bose. The restaurant is adorned with Nazi insignia. It even has a photograph depicting the 2014 Nazi attack on the trade union building in Odessa when ultra-nationalist thugs massacred 42 innocents inside. One wall is covered in military badges, from the neo-Nazi right sector to the Azov Battalion and even World War II-era German SS divisions.
I hope he enjoyed his Auschwitz with pepperoni. I'm sure it's really tasty. So as most ordinary Ukrainians hide in their basements, behind their couches, dress up as women, swim across freezing rivers, or generally just blow themselves up with grenades if necessary to escape the recruitment commissars, no wonder the most unusual advocates for the Slava Ukraini cult are coming out of the closet, literally. Run it, Augie.
There's no pride without Ukraine. And always remember, these queer people fighting in the Ukrainian army, they deserve the same rights like every citizen of Ukraine. Slava Ukraini.
Oh, man, what the f*** is this? It looks like an advert for Eurovision. And, of course, in the land of inclusivity, freedom, democracy, and home to everybody, of course, Kiev, you also remember that they would never use terminology to describe draft dodgers, people who just don't want to die for Zelensky, von der Leyen, and poor old Sleepy Joe, as gypsies. Because gypsy is a very derogatory term, isn't it? Run it, Augie.
Ну, якщо ти ухилянт, ну, там, наприклад, ти свідомо втік, то, в принципі, ти не маєш права говорити, що ти українець. Ти циган.
You are a gypsy.
І, в принципі, ти вибрав циганське життя. Тому що, коли хтось починає думати, що ухилянти, які втекли за кордон, що, ой, все, вони такі щасливі, там... Щасливі в чому? Що вони будуть жити в якихось контейнерах все життя, там. Вони будуть працювати тільки на чорних роботах, бо мови вони не знають, кваліфікацію їхню не признають.
And of course, you will hear the advocates for Ukraine saying that all this misinformation about Zelensky's drug use, that the rampant corruption, the oppression of gay people, the abuse of gypsies, as we saw in the last piece of video, that it's all made up. It's made up by Che Bose and the organicists of this world, who are professors of disinformationology at the local KGB university. I have to say that because of the grant they give us. It's all made up, right? It's all fake. Well, during a propaganda by osmosis TV marathon, remember, the only people that control the media, the television, and the political space in Ukraine is Herr Zelensky. And just during one of these tele-marathons, they screwed up a little bit when one of the boys took a little bit of the Colombian marching powder when he thought he was off air. Ooh, Slava Cocaine, run it there, Augie. Boom. This is f***ing great. Look, I mean, give it a... I mean, he done. This is just great. Look, look, the poor dude, the poor host, look. Where do you look? Look.
God, Jesus. It seems we have technical difficulties.
Yeah, we have technical difficulties. Yeah, you do. You've got cocainical difficulties. And of course, while they sniff the old marching powder live on Zelensky TV, we're of course making it all up, and so is the Global Crime Index, who says that Ukraine, yeah, is the biggest growing market for Class A drugs, transit. Of course, don't forget about the people trafficking. That's where your money's going. Kachinka chinka. So we're going to fly back to the old US of A, and yet again, we're going to visit our old pal, Sleepy Joe, the self-propelled granddad, the man that thinks today is yesterday, yesterday is tomorrow, and last week is the future. And the future doesn't look too bright for him. And also, you know, you wonder, is his son, Hunter, being sent on an internship, maybe, to the police headquarters in D.C., because they just found a big bag of coke over there. Yeah. But at least Sleepy Joe isn't like the boys in the Navy, He doesn't like the boys. He seems to like the girls. He said he's suggesting that you should marry a woman with plenty of sisters. He's basically saying, get it on with the family. Run it, Augie.
And by the way, I say to every young man thinking of getting married, marrying a family of five or more daughters. I did. My wife's the oldest of five sisters. You know why? One of them will always love you. Not the same one. One of them has always been on your side. That's the biggest advantage of marrying into five daughters.
I mean, he's a sniffer. Zelensky is sniffing the coke. Biden's sniffing the chicks. The U.S. Navy's sniffing, you know what? And it doesn't stop there. The gift that just keeps on giving, Joe Biden, is still screwing it up on a weekly basis. But our producer, Organis, has suggested that we are being too cruel in giving out about an old man who's patently mentally ill and incapable of even finding his way home from the vet store. So we have decided here on the Muskrules that we will now absolutely continue taking the piss out of that stupid of old King Genocide Joe. Isn't that right, Augie? So run the video. Here he is.
After I signed the PAC Act into law, I handed the pen that I signed it with the addition of the most person, most responsible.
What the f***? This is impossible. How could anybody not, like, why is that, how is he still in charge? But the funniest thing about it is, he says, after I signed the pen, I gave the guy the pin I signed it with. The pin? What the f***? Why would you sign it with a pin? Hasn't a clue what's going on. This is insane. This guy's screwed. And of course, one of the hottest dates on the political calendar is coming up, and that's the debate between the big Dan and Sleepy Joe. Over here, Joe. The Pandemaniac. And of course, that's too big a date in the diary, right, Augie? And we've decided here in the Moscow Mules, we're going to run a little bit of a special. We're going to go through it in detail, and we're going to have ourselves a ton of laughs. Right, Augie? And actually, I wonder what this debate might look like in meme world, in meme land. Run the video, Augie. Let's check it out.
Hey, I didn't hear no bell.
Oh, it's just so great, isn't it? This is just beautiful. The internet's such a cruel place. Such a cruel place, but such a cool place. Absolutely super. Yeah, well, you know that sometimes when you're put on a bit of weight and you go into a bar, always stand beside the fattest dude in there because it makes you look skinny. That's kind of what Joe Biden does with his politicians in the Senate. Check out this incredible debate about what you look like, what you wear, who you are. What a shit show.
You the one talking about.
I think your fake eyelashes are messing up.
No, ain't nothing.
Hey, hold on.
This is...
Order, Mr. Chairman.
That's beneath even
order.
That is absolutely unacceptable. How dare you attack the physical appearance of another person?
Are your feelings hurt?
Her words down. Oh, girl, baby girl.
Oh, really?
Oh, come on, fight. Get out the baby oil.
We are going to move, and we're going to take your words down.
And of course, while American politicians are talking about the big issues, the key issues that matter to ordinary Americans, taxpayers. Guess what ordinary Americans are doing? They've decided that they're really going to embrace the electric car revolution. And they're going to do it by smashing the shit out of the charging stations, stealing the copper, and selling it for food. Run a video, Augie.
One. Cut all this the Tesla great. Charging
Oh,
kids.
God, Tesla. Poor Tesla. So this is how you do it. You go along.
You cut the cable.
You cut the f***ing cable. What's happening now is just the dude walking in the street. It looks like,
He's going to show that. Yeah, you see.
So they've cut them.
Yeah.
So they're stealing the charging cables and they're melting, they're burning the rubber off. And like the boys in the Navy, they're burning the rubbers off. But these boys are burning the rubber off to get to the copper. Is this Bidenomics?
Money well spent.
Mm-hmm. So this is Moscow Mule's director's cut. So the joke I made about the guys burning the rubber off the cables. The rubber has to be burnt off a cable if you're stealing copper in order to get to the pure metal. Then you sell the metal to get food. I made a comparison between the US Navy burning the rubber literally through friction. Rubber meaning condom, friction being what the two boys get up together in their bunk bed. Hence, that's the joke. So we're going to head off from the leafy suburbs of Washington, and we're going to fly across the ocean to the beautiful island of Taiwan, an integral part of Chinese territory. That's according to the United States, the British, the Europeans, and everybody else, really, who accept that it is China. But they still decided to stick their long, bony finger of democracy and influence in, pumping full of weapons and causing the whole shit show to melt down a bit. And it happens everywhere. Uncle Sam decides to get his nose jammed. Of course, look at Ukraine, look at Georgia, and in Taiwan, in the parliament itself. Check this out. This really hit the fan when an anti-Chinese politician decided he didn't like one of the laws, so he decided to get rid of it. Literally. Run the video, Augie. And he's off. It's like American football. It's like rugby. Look, he's gone. He's gone. Of course, it makes no difference. The law is the law. A bit of paper doesn't mean anything. And, of course, it doesn't end there. The United States has, of course, promised to protect Taiwan from itself, because that's what it's doing, because Taiwan is China and China is Taiwan. And only today, I think, the Chinese Navy decided to put a little ring of rosy around the island to just remind old Taiwan who the big daddy is. But the Americans keep pumping in the weapons, but in reality, it's not going to be that much use to Taiwan, because I don't think the Chinese are going to hang around for a decade, because some of the bombs and stuff that they promised are going to take over 10 years to arrive. And something tells me that the Chinese Navy and Marines might hit the beaches slightly before then. And maybe the inevitability of the visit from the PLA Army, which is quite big, probably the biggest navy in the world, massive amounts of men and material and equipment, I wouldn't like to screw with these boys. Maybe the boys in the Taiwanese parliament realized that they were on the way and decided to try and get out of there. Run it, Huggy. Watch this. Look, this is when news reached the Taiwanese Freedom Chamber that the Chinese were about to arrive. It ain't the queue to get in, it's the queue to get out. This is just beautiful. Wow. He can just smell the DNA of Uncle Sam here. All that stability, all that unity. I just love it. And of course, where you've got American money, weapons, you're going to get a bit of American culture. Good old apple pie, the picnic, the barbecue, all that sort of real, you know, nuclear family stuff, right? Maybe not. Check out Nymphia. Nymphia is a dude in a dress. He's got a meat and two vegetables in his underwear, but he's dancing around the Taiwanese parliament, making the Taiwanese president look uncomfortable. Run it, Augie. Take it, Nymphia. It's exactly what we need in the ultra-conservative island of Taiwan. Dude with two eggs and a little sausage frankfurter in his pants. I love this stuff. Look how comfortable she looks. This is like, get me the fuck off the screen now. Wow, beautiful. So we're gonna leave Taiwan and the show it's become, thanks to Uncle Sam, and we're gonna fly to old London Town, mate. That's right. We're gonna get a cab out to the palace, and we're gonna see old King Charles doing his thing.
And old Charles, he loves a bit of art. He's a very cultured man. So anytime he needs to look at some paintings, he can call one of his 5,000 servants in one of his 15 palaces and get his shit on with art.
Now, I think Charles has secretly asked him to integrate something to reflect Britain's colonial and imperial past, something to show the colour of the British project around the world, one that has killed millions of people, stolen tens of trillions of dollars from countries like India, Ireland, caused famines, mass murder, enslavement and misery across the globe. No bigger empire than the British Empire. Check out the portrait and let me know what you guys think yourselves. Run it there, Augie. Oh yeah, that'll do it. It's basically a butcher's shop floor, with Charles's face looking at him for me. I mean, this is beautiful. Watch how people clap. Look.
Oh, yes, it's lovely. It's magnificent, isn't it? Don't you love it, Camilla? I love it, Charles.
And of course, Charles is without sin. Maybe not really. He owns a huge company in the UK called the Duchy of Cornwall, which owns the seabed off my country, Ireland, where you can drill for mineral wealth while screwing up the environment. He also made a ton of money from felling trees
while trying to save the forests.
He also took bags of cash, literally Harrods bags of cash, from, guess who? The Osama bin Laden family. What a nice bunch. And let's not forget poor old Princess Diana. The candle in the wind. Old Elton, I love that dude. She met a very, very tragic end in a tunnel in Paris. Many people say that old Charles had a hand in it. I wonder, did he have his hand in a blender as well? Or was she actually blended and painted onto the portrait so that she could always be with him? Remember, there was three people in our Barajogi.
It was a little bit crowded.
And of course, what would an edition of the Moscow Mules be without a visit to our friends in Deutschland? I've often spent some time in Germany, and I've also always marveled at how clean the public facilities are, particularly the public toilets. But little did I know that it's human labor actually giving you everything that lovely little shine. Our friend Martin Neumeier, a German politician, has a taste for licking the bowl. Not the bowl after he eats his porridge, but the bowl of the shitter. Run it, Oggy. Oh, fucking hell. Oh, no. Look at this. This is just... Oh, what the... It brings a whole new meaning to licking the bowl after some chocolate. Oh, it's just fucking sick. Now, this dude actually also praised Dr. Goebbels. Now, we know the Nazis were into some weird shit, but this really tops it all. Oh, no, he's not doing the brush. He's doing the brush. Good God. He did the brush. Alles umftig, fumftig, and rumftig. Oh, my God, that is really bad. I have nothing to say about that. That is just... That's worse than the dude in the flower boxes. So, sadly, that's the end of another episode of the Moscow Mules. And as the elites in the United States argue with each other over their eyelash color, as the gays are drafted into the forever wars, and as the Freedom and Democracy Party in Germany licks shit off toilet bowls, we will still be here next week monitoring the situation and delivering our expert analysis of just how you're being screwed. See you then. We'll be right back.